Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having TJ DiCaprio on the show, ladies and gentlemen. TJ is Senior Director of Small Business Marketing at a little company called Microsoft. You probably heard of those guys. And we're very excited about having her on. We've had a number of Microsoft folks on over the years to talk about different things. But Cindy is one of us, folks. She's been a small business owner. I don't mean to say Cindy. TJ, I was thinking about another Microsoft person that we were just talking about. TJ has been a small business owner before. She's also, actually, she's kind of a Renaissance woman. She's a pilot. She's a sailor. She's a scuba diver. She's done a bunch of other things. And she knows about small business. And that makes me very happy about her being here. TJ DiCaprio, welcome to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you. And hello to everybody. I appreciate that introduction, Jim.
Well, it's true. I mean, I'm very impressed. And as a pilot, I was glad to see, myself, I was glad to see that on your resume. And I know you won't mind me accidentally calling you Cindy, because we were just talking about our mutual friend Cindy Bates with Microsoft. She's been a member of our Brain Trust all the way back. So somehow that just slipped into my head there.
Oh, it's really an honor.
I thought you would think that. TJ, we're going to talk about remote working, folks. TJ's probably going to call remote working. I've been calling teleworking for over a decade now. But before we do that, I want you to know that we just bought two new laptop computers in the last couple of months, and we bought both of them with Microsoft 7, Windows 7,
nice,
Windows 7.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. It was going from XP to Windows 7 was completely, unbelievably seamless.
It's a great experience.
I'm telling you, I was a little apprehensive. Just a little bit, because you know I'm old and I don't like change, but I'm telling you it was better than seamless because of some of the things that you added to the new capability that actually it gave me more capability without making it more complicated. I just wondered, this is the first time that I've had an opportunity to congratulate you guys on that.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that, and even from a small business perspective, we understand that changing operating systems is very foundational, and so we wanted to make it as seamless as possible.
Yep.
and easy, and then get that increased functionality so that everyone could enjoy the experience more, and it makes a big difference, so appreciate it.
Well, I've reported on XP coming out, you know, I've reported on Vista coming out and with other experts, and I just felt I needed to mention that because it's, and folks, if you're listening, don't, you know, embrace 7. You'll like it a lot, I promise you. Okay, recently you guys have conducted some research on a number of employee-employer relationships and how they work together, especially along the lines of what you're calling remote working. Tell the audience what you mean by remote working, and then let's talk about the study.
Okay, well, thanks, Jim. Yes, and what we mean by remote working is being able to connect with our employees really around the world at any location. And so you get the opportunity to get talent and allow your workers to be able to collaborate and communicate together as if they're in the same workspace, as if you're in the same meeting room, but not necessarily having them have to be in one location, in one building. And what we found, we conducted a survey with 3,600 employees in 36 different cities across the nation. And what we found was this big disconnect between the way employers feel about remote workers. There was a big disconnect, and the way employees feel about remote working.
It's the manager control thing.
Isn't it,
TJ?
Exactly, Jim. It's exactly
because look, I'm a manager. I want my chickens in my little hen house here. Yeah, I want them all under my roof. I want them, even though we may go days and days at a time being just across the hall and never seeing each other because we got IM and the intercom and everything else, even though we may not see each other for very much, I still want to know that if I can reach out and touch them, I can get them.
isn't that the truth? And so what we did find, though, is that the employees, as a counterbalance, said, I'm way more productive when I can be where I'm at. I don't necessarily have to be in the office building all the time tied to my desk.
Right.
Remember? I mean, way
right.
back when, I remember when we used to use message pads and have
take,
you know, the phone messages and have to be stuck to our desk. I mean, I was around even when we had to use punch cards, for heaven's sake, let alone terminals or be
right.
at your desk to work. I mean, personal computers were a big step, but being able to be remote now allows us that flexibility, and the employees then say, my gosh, you know, I can get more done. I don't have to commute. I am very, very focused in my office, in either my home or at a remote location, and it's very productive that way, and it allows me the flexibility. So we wanted to respond, Jim, to that disconnect and be able to provide a bridge between the employers and the employees,
right?
And be able to give that flexibility and that visibility. I think that's what we've found in my experience, even because, of course, with Microsoft, even as a big corporation, what we've found is being global, having the technology that tells us, and really what's fun about some of the communications technology, we have this presence where you can tell if someone's online or not just by the
right.
color of the dot that's next
right.
to their name. And suddenly you know, oh my gosh, my colleague that is in, I mean, as far away as Thailand, or my remote worker that
mm-hmm.
could be down the hall, but I don't
right.
even know if they're in the building or across the U.S., is actually online, and you can chat with them. You don't even need to pick up the phone. It's as easy as
we do this with we do this in our operation with contractors. We have
yes.
we have contractors that you know, our small business, we don't have that many employees, but we make payroll for a lot more because of the contractors who do work for us, and on the different levels, especially in the area of technology. And many of them are you know, we can see that they're available on Skype, or they're available on
right.
You know, on IM or whatever, and it's like they're right around the corner. You know, this in big business you hear this term direct reports.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people have a problem with direct reports being remote reports. And that's what we were talking
mm-hmm.
about earlier. But the thing is that it's not just about making the employee happy, although that's a good thing, but especially TJ, when it comes to smaller businesses, a lot of times situations happen with key employees that where they need to be home, or they have to move to another town or whatever, and if you don't want to lose that capability, that key employee, you have to think about letting them work remotely. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more with our new friend, TJ DiCaprio. She's with Microsoft. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Got a black magic woman. Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter when you get there. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Been sending that out since 1999. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. TJ DiCaprio, folks, don't want to miss a second of our time with her. TJ is our new friend. She's with Microsoft, Senior Director of Small Business Marketing at Microsoft. And TJ, I know you've got a place that you'd like to send us to see what you guys have available for small businesses. Tell us about that.
Sure. And you know, folks, you can go out to bing.com, and you can Bing Microsoft Business Resource Center. And that'll give you the information on remote, and you'll be able to download that study as well and be able to get some great information there. So that's a good resource center to go out and you can access it via Bing.
I'm laughing because all the times that I've interviewed Microsoft folks, and have been many over the years, that's the first time anybody said go to our search engine to find our site. I think that's pretty cool.
Exactly. Well, it's just so easy.
I think
and
it's
that
great.
Way that Jim, we get people you get folks familiar with Bing as well.
You get a double pop there, TJ.
Yeah.
I think it's great. It's funny. So folks, check it out there. A lot of good stuff there. And I want to remind you, and you know, I've been reporting on the different operating systems over the years. Windows 7 is seamless. You'll like it a lot. And they don't pay me a nickel to say that. I'm experiencing that right now, and I'm really impressed with it. Okay, come back to the study. We're talking about a study that Microsoft conducted on remote working. You and I know what is teleworking because that's what you've heard me say over the years. You know how much I support this. And TJ, a couple of quick things. 62% of the folks you surveyed, the employees, said that they could do their job by remote. Over half said that their company didn't have a remote worker policy, but only 15% of the managers, if I understand this correctly, only 15% of the companies have a teleworking strategy or opportunity. And the thing that I think, the reason I think that's a bad number, those are bad numbers, is because of the way the marketplace is working, the way our marketplace is evolving, the way the generations are working together, the technology that's available now to make teleworking easier, as we were talking about earlier. But here's something that's a big deal for small businesses, TJ. We don't have a lot of folks, most of us, and when we have key people, they're very key to us. And we don't have a stable of people to replace them easily. And if somebody has a sick child, they need to be able to work from home. If you're smart as a small business owner, you make that available to them. If they have a parent that needs care, if they get ill themselves or they have to move to the next town, teleworking allows you to keep their capability with you, doesn't it?
You bet. And it also, with the new technology, it keeps expenses down. You don't have to spend a lot of time on long-distance calls, et cetera, because you can use the technology and the unified communication system to be able to communicate and stay present and stay very, very connected through email and live meeting and being able to use video and calling over your computer with unified communications. So it makes it a lot easier. And you can keep your talent. You can stay, you know, when you've got a sick child, it's no problem because you can stay yep. connected and have that visibility. And it makes it so important. But I'm just glad to know that the technology is coming around. And what we're finding, too, is this type of technology, when folks are getting so used to it with social media and sharing on Facebook,
right.
that type of communication with it over the computer is becoming more of a natural element of our communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it can become more natural for us as the small business owners and for the employees to keep connected. And that's really the point.
Well, exactly. And all it takes for a manager to get comfortable with this is to realize that what I tell them is, all right, think about all the times that the person is under your roof. How many days is that person under your roof and maybe you don't even see them? What's the difference in them being at home? The only person, the only thing that person could say would be, well, how can I trust them to get their work done? Well, then if you can't do that, then that's on you as a manager.
Well, and it's so much about it is communication, you know,
yeah.
and we all have to deal with working remote at certain times. So the more we can be visible and communicate, I think that helps the managers feel more comfortable. It's kind of that visibility component, because even if you were in the same office, but you don't communicate, and you stay in your office. That doesn't work either. So it's,
right.
I think the common denominator is continuing to be visible and continuing to communicate. And with the technology, we've made that pretty straightforward and pretty simple.
Well, and the wireless, the ubiquity of wireless these days, and the
right.
increased ubiquity of wireless is really creating more opportunities for the remote worker. And by the way, TJ, I was a teleworker basically in the 70s when I worked for Xerox. And so
I went
all the way back. I've been doing it a long time, and I was home based in the late 80s and early 90s, and worked back and forth, you know, from the office to home that way. I mean, I've had laptops for a long time, but the main thing I think for small businesses with regard to teleworking, to me, one of the greatest advantages is don't fear losing a key employee anymore for a sickness or a short term or long term. Realize that the technology and the capability is there to allow you to keep that person. You just have to change your thinking a little bit. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right. Yep. And it helps keep costs down and keeps your talent with you.
Give us that last, give us the contact information again, TJ.
Yes, and it's Microsoft Business Resource Center.
Right. But go to Bing first, right? And Bing it, right?
Bet.
Is that a new term, Bing it?
That's exactly right, Jim. You got
right.
it. You
we got to go bing. It. We're going to bing things these days, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
hey, TJ, we come back another day.
You bet.
Thank you for being here, TJ DiCaprio with Microsoft. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.